Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your kingdom that has come and the reality of your goodness is available for us, Father God. Morning by morning, you waken our ears to hear, to be encouraged, to be refreshed, so as to encourage others. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 92. And verses 9, 10, and 11. Just stop after 9 when you read it, my sweetie.
For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All evil doers shall be scattered.
Hallelujah. We've seen in the old covenant, you know, when the Midianites, the evil, plundering, robbing, killing came, God raised up Gideon in his army. God just... there's been times he just moved solely on his own. I think of the desert where he swallowed up, what was his name? The Korah and his families. But most of the time, you see, when God moves, he moves with mankind. There's certain of the people are God-fearing and drawing close to the Lord, and them he uses. Then in the defeat of the enemies, and that's recorded so much in the Old Testament. In the New, there's a wonderful scripture that says in Romans 16, 19, 20, be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. So we see the evil, and we look to our God, and we find answers to come against and stand so that people can see the difference of those that know God and those that don't, those who are being conformed to the pattern of this world and those that are being transformed by looking to the Lord, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror and being changed from glory to glory. Amen. God.
Verse 10, but you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants.
Hallelujah. And we need to see this is the end. The end picture is a glorious church. Amen. Standing strongly, always overcoming. And the end of this age is this taking away of this evil, dealing with this evil. You know, Satan it's not just someone in the background any longer. When you hear and you perceive what is going on in the world, you see he has made himself very evident in these sons of darkness, sons that he's deceived, false kings that have then seduced other rulers, and that is a lesson for us, guys. These aren't babies; these are sons of evil. I'll send you the scripture now, and so it's an encouragement. It needs to be encouragement for us. These are sons of the devil, and we are sons of God. And where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Can you see that? And all through the ages, God has had his greatest time of glory in the midst of deep darkness. Noah and the people of that time, all through the old covenant, we've spoken a bit about that this morning. So guys, know you've anointed for great things. You're anointed to trample Satan underneath your feet. You've been anointed to know God. Most of all, that you can start off with that, to know your God, to have the right answers morning by morning, to walk strong in him, overcoming, amen, declaring the written judgment, executing judgment on the lies and speaking the truth, not the lies. And then you trample Satan, you draw others into the marvelous light. Are you discipling people by your lifestyle? Amen. And that's what we have got. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's anointed us to set free the captives, break the yoke of wickedness. And most of all, the anointing is knowing your God, knowing what he's saying, so that you can say what you've seen and heard, this is what you declare. So know every day there's new anointing, there's new light, and this is what we need to sustain ourselves and build us up in the most holy faith. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, and you are sons of the Most High God, against the sons of darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.